Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 225 for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Thursday morning on choppy trade in sympathy with Chicago soybeans. Values were anywhere from $2 to $3 below unchanged, with the most active March contract at $451.80 per ton. Strength in the Canadian dollar weighed on values as it made canola less attractive to crushers and buyers on the international market. There are ideas canola is too expensive relative to soy. Values are also approaching key resistant figures on the price charts. However, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both stronger, which helped to limit the losses. The technical bias is to the upside after values failed to follow through on Monday's sell signal. Concerns are also growing about the potential impact dry weather is having on the crop in South America, which was bullish. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 6 to 7 cents weaker, with the March contract checking in at $10.01 a bushel. Values dipped on speculation yesterday's gains were overdone, as well as some technical trading. The size of the U.S. crop, as well as the South American crop, was another bearish influence on the market. The USDA says sales of soybeans were up 20% last week from the week previous. Short covering by some investors was a feature. Corn was 2 cents higher, with the March contract sitting at $3.83 per bushel. Good demand underpinned the market, while increased interest from domestic livestock producers in the U.S. was a feature. According to the USDA, private exporters had booked 127,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Japan during the 2014-15 marketing year. Prices for crude oil increased somewhat, which was good news for ethanol producers and corn growers. U.S. wheat was mostly higher, with the March contract sitting at $5.37 a bushel. Egypt is looking for both soft red and soft white wheat in its latest tender, and there are ideas the U.S. will get some of that action. Russian winter wheat is said to be in poor shape, while Ukraine has indicated it will limit some of its wheat exports. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.